Sharon, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
8 minutes and 10 seconds away from 7 o'clock this Monday morning, the 18th of January 2021. Katy Perry, Firework, before that Aloe Black, Wherever You Go. And we're back! It's lacquer to be back, man. It's been a whole month on leave. I thought I was going to be worried about, like, what do you do with this and that? But it's we seem to have gotten through the first hour without breaking anything. So far. Touch wood. I'll tell you what I got up to on my time off. But first, I want to know what happened in your lives.
Well, who shall begin?
I think mine is pretty short because I feel like, Kerry Miller, you were quite busy during the holidays. But I think, like, for the first time that we've been on leave, I feel, like, well-rested because there hasn't been really much.
There's no jaw.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no jaw. So that's the first thing. So I'm
this is a true story. You normally come back to work to recover.
Exactly. Yeah. So, if, like, from, like, the 28th, when our president said back to level three, after that, I was like, okay. One of the best things I did, though, was that...
So do you want to thank our president there for a great restful
week. Shout out. No, he knows. Yeah. Hashtag to my mean. Yeah, shout out to Cupcake. But like on the 28th, before my 30th birthday, I hosted like 16 of my closest mates to like a golf day in Mount Edgecombe.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Darren, you're invited. Obviously, you had things to do and you're busy.
Yeah.
Like Camilla, you were not invited.
Oh, I'm aware.
You don't play golf. So that was cool. That was a bit of a, like a razzle dazzle. We actually watched the speech at the clubhouse. Yeah, together while having our last beer. We're like, okay. Well. And then obviously I went to Freiheit for like a week. Again, just so different. It was the festival. I went to bed at 12:15, like a new, it was crazy. So
yeah,
that was my holiday. And then I came back for 2 weeks and I just chilled and did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing, Sky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, my turn. So, I know that I think you'll be very proud of me, Darren. I did all the things. I didn't break any of the rules, and I decided I was going to support as much local as I could, because obviously some places are open, but they're not being supported, but they're open. So my whole family have this tradition of going to the Wild Coast, to the water park, and we did that because what's happening at the moment is the Wild Coast is open, but you have to stay at the hotel, and the water park is open for only a specific amount of people. I felt like we were the Kardashians. We had the whole place to ourselves. My dad even went on all the slides. We had the best time. The Greek even took off work. He came, we went on all the slides and had the most amazing time on the South Coast. Then I got myself a first auntie sleepover. So Matt, who's the eldest, he's 5 now, guys.
Yeah.
We had our very first sleepover ever. And I was like nervous. I don't know what, like a 5-year-old, do I need to put a towel underneath him when he sleeps? No. We had a dry bed.
Oh, nice.
Me, him, and a stuffed hammerhead shark that was in my bed sleeping next to me. In the morning, so I sleep with an eye patch on. Matt pops my eye patch open at 4:00 and he goes, Lily, are you also awake? And I was like, yes. We went down to the promenade.
Hang on a second. So you put the eye patch on and when you wake up, you're still the pirate.
We went and ate our breakfast on the promenade.
Eye patch. You're talking about the like silk, an actual satin
I sleep
eye
like covers. I'm in business class.
Okay, gotcha.
I even got one for Matt though. He also had his eye patch on.
Okay.
And guys, we had the best time. But by 7:00 in the morning, that 5-year-old had done 40 things.
Yeah.
So I just want to like shout out to all the parents who've got kids at home for another month because I don't know how you're doing it.
Well, those of you that have 2 or 3. Yeah.
It's too much. Yay. And then finally, this is my best. I got myself a 1,500 piece puzzle. And my first time probably that I can remember that I did one of these huge puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And I got down to the end and there are 2 pieces missing. So I did a 1,498 piece puzzle. That was my holiday. So I'm sorry.
That is,
I feel like I'd accomplished things.
Yeah.
I made it through without.
Did you learn the lesson though that you need every single piece in order for it to work?
Not actually. I just took a picture of the puzzle from far away so you can't even notice that the pieces are missing. I'm very happy.
But you know there's something missing.
I do.
So
it was a good holiday. I feel accomplished.
Nice.
Sharon, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.